This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared Mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years following an outbreak of the viral infection in Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to neighboring countries. An emergency committee met earlier on Wednesday to advise WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on whether the disease outbreak constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. Ukraine said its major cross-border assault had advanced further in Russia's Kursk region on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Ukrainian state TV on Wednesday broadcast what it said was the moment when Kiev's soldiers pulled down the Russian flag in the town of Suja in Russia's Kursk region. A video posted to Telegram showed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday being briefed by his top commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, more than a week after Kiev surprised Moscow with a cross-border incursion that has, for now, flipped the roles of invader and invaded. The surprise operation has given Ukraine its biggest battlefield gains since 2022. Kiev says it has taken control of more than 386 square miles of territory so far. Sirsky said the Russian border town of Suja was fully under Ukrainian control. Reuters was unable to independently verify the situation. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to hit back at Ukraine with a, quote, worthy response.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Former U.S. President and current Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump cast his ballot in the Florida primary on Wednesday, where he also weighed in on allegations that his campaign was hacked.
They're looking at it, and they're doing it very professionally, and it looks like it's Iran doing it, because Iran is no friend of mine.
The U.S. FBI said on Monday it was investigating after Trump's presidential campaign said communications were hacked and blamed the Iranian government.